world leaders try to strike the right balance of caution and ambition as they loosen coronavirus lockdowns. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. California, America's most populous state, is allowing offices and some restaurants to reopen as long as they follow certain precautions. Here in England, moves to ease the country's lockdown are also coming into force. Starting today, some employees can go back to work and potential home buyers are allowed to make property visits. It's all aimed at getting the economy moving again after figures this morning showed the sharpest economic contraction in the first quarter since the 2008 financial crisis. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more.
Finance Minister Rishi Sunak has said that the chances are that we are now in recession, usually defined in the UK as meaning two consecutive quarters of declining economic activity. The full impact of the lockdown really only came right towards the end of that first 3 months. So we're going to see a bigger impact in the quarter that we're in now.
Now, to help alleviate economic pain for businesses and individuals, the UK government implemented a furlough program in March. That's paying 80% of monthly wages for a quarter of the workforce here. That's a pretty hefty bill for the government. So how does it plan to pay for those costs? And how long will this program run?
The program is going to run until the end of October. But at least in the short term, it won't be paid for out of taxes because, of course, this deep decline in economic activity means that tax revenues are taking a very big hit. In the longer term, there's certainly going to be an increase in government debt. There may well be some sort of tax increases. There may well also be an increased role for the Bank of England in going into the financial markets and buying some of the government debt. It's already doing that by way of this quantitative easing program, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if at some stage it decides to increase that.
Lots of decisions in the coming months. The BBC's Andrew Walker. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Victoria.
European shares are on the decline this morning amid fresh concerns about whether relaxed coronavirus restrictions could spark a so-called second wave of infections. The pan-European Stock 600 index is down 1.3%. Stock markets in Asia also fell after Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's top infectious disease expert, warned easing lockdown measures too quickly could lead to needless death and suffering. Over in India, the Prime Minister has unveiled a $266 billion stimulus package to help the nation combat the economic slowdown from coronavirus. That's sending the country's benchmark stock index up 2% today. The BBC's Aranade Mukherjee has more.
This package could include relief measures worth $87 billion already taken by the central bank. That covers over 30% of this stimulus package announced on Tuesday. So in effect, the real amount could be much lesser than $266 billion and will certainly be less than 10% of the GDP. Economists say it is unclear how the government will raise funds when the economy is already in a slump. There is no clarity on whether fresh funds will be injected into the economy or existing funds in the system will be repurposed. Will the middle and upper middle class be taxed higher at a time when several could lose jobs? We don't know yet. The Prime Minister's stress on India becoming self-reliant has many wondering if in the days ahead, India will become even more protectionist. In Delhi, I'm the BBC's Arunoday Mukherjee for Marketplace.
The South American nation of Chile has requested a $23.8 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund to help deal with the impact of coronavirus and a drop in commodity prices brought on by months of anti-government protests. The IMF said the flexible line of credit was likely to be approved, but as the BBC's Jane Chambers reports, economic recovery won't be easy.
Most of the shops are shut in Chile's capital, Santiago, but people still have to buy food. And residents have strong views about where they want to shop.
There's a far bigger risk of getting infected at the supermarket because there are so many people there, all touching the shopping trolleys. I prefer it here. They only let one person in at a time.
Karen is talking to me outside La Siembra. The tiny store sells nuts, flour, dry fruit and all sorts of beans. And the owners take their customers' safety very seriously.
At the moment, we don't let our clients touch the products and get everything for them. We are constantly washing our hands and we and our clients have to use a mask.
Down the road, residents are patiently waiting outside the Phoenix grocery store. For the last 30 years, Agustin Gonzalez and his family have owned and run this and several other local shops.
Sales exploded at the start of March when the first case of coronavirus arrived in Chile because people thought that goods would run out. People come here because we have the goods other stores just simply don't.
Chileans tell me that they still go to the supermarket for a big shop, but waiting for hours and long lines puts them off. They would far rather nip out to their local shops, especially for a treat. Carrot cakes and lemon meringue pies sit side by side, tempting customers to venture into Sally Azúcar. But it wasn't always easy for the owner, Javiera Paredes.
This is just a tiny little cake shop, but we used to sell lots of our goods to different cafes. And because of coronavirus, the cafes are closed and sales went down by 60%.
With many people now working from home, new customers have stumbled across the shop on their daily walk.
My family like it very much.
Do you think that people are eating more cake now because we're more stressed?
Yes, certainly yes.
President Sebastián Piñera is talking about cautiously beginning to encourage people to go back to work. But Chile hasn't reached its peak, so for now residents prefer to go to their local shops where they believe they're safer. In Santiago, I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.